Mobile low bandwidth simulcast of this show available on Alpha Geek Radio. Using your mobile device web browser, go to mobile.alphageekradio.com to tune in now.
Hi, this is Michael Kiel of the Browncoats and Slytherin House Mixtapes, and you are listening to Geek.io, where you put geek in and geek out.
Hey. Hey, you. If you're listening to this and don't want to hear expletives, you probably shouldn't listen to it. It's gonna get interesting.
Mobile audio stream enabled at mobile.alphageekradio.com. Chat room enabled at geek-io.com/live. Geek.io initialize.
We're geeking out across the globe, so tuck in and hold on to your butts. It's time for the Geek.io show.
Geek.io. Put geek in and geek out.
Put your geek in, get your geek out. Welcome to Geek.io, your weekly dose of geeky goodness, episode number 75. Whoa. 70, no, this is 75.
Yes, it's 75.
Right. 75. 75. Recorded Thursday, the 21st of August, 2014. I am CJ. I am your host for this evening. Hello, welcome. Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to my boudoir.
How are you doing? Are you doing well? Okay, I'm glad, because I'm Jared Esposito.
I was waiting for the rest of that sentence. I didn't know what was going on. I'm Jared Budlong.
And Rachel is going to bed. Joining us this week, the big kahuna around all of the Dragon Con fan social scene. The one, the only, the person who is totally not distracting me, Chuck Corum. Or Santa Claus. I'm not sure which yet. Hello, Santa.
I'm Santa Claus. I'm Chuck. I'm whatever you want me to be.
Well, this is going to go a different way.
I just like how if you say his name fast, it sounds like one word. Chuck Corum. Chuck Corum. Chuck Corum.
How are you this evening, sir?
Like a superhero name.
It is a superhero name. Jakora Man.
Ah, there we go.
Oh, were we cutting in and out?
Yes, you were cutting in and out. And everything's worked out great now.
Fantastic. How are you this evening, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good. Good.
Fabulous. Great. It's
freaking out because Dragon Con is a week away.
Yeah. 7 days.
I booked a hotel.
Oops. Can't wait. Can't wait.
Yes, we are shoving so many people in our hotel room. It's quite frightening.
I've long since outgrown the shoving all the people in. You know, just me and my wife and buckets of rum.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, it sounds like a plan. this year it is. We're actually staying at one of the new hotels in the area, the Aloft, which is owned by the W Group. And we have myself, my wife Rachel, Jared Budlong, his wife, Raul, who will be on later on the show, and the runner of the main mobile network, Alpha Geek Radio, Todd, all in the same room.
Sounds like a party.
Yeah.
Yes, and probably also buckets of rum that all but one of us will drink.
One of them's pregnant. It's not me.
Ah.
It's not you?
No.
Spoiler.
It looks like it sometimes, but it's not me.
Oh.
And for once in my life, it's not me.
Yay. You can partake at Dragon Con with buckets of rum.
Oh, pink rum. Body voice.
We actually have a party that is built around just the buckets of rum at the Hyatt 22nd story bar. So
nice. When is this? I may have to partake.
Yeah, if you're willing to announce it publicly, say it here. If not, send us a private message and we'll put it on calendar.
Yeah, message me on Facebook.
Well, being the 22 story bar, everybody's invited.
Okay.
You have to pay for your own rum, though.
Oh, see, no, that's the problem.
There's the ticket.
Yeah.
You have to bring your own bucket.
I'll bring a flask and find places to fill it up with. It'll be all right.
Excellent.
I actually got it. I got a flask for, I think, Christmas from a friend of Alicia's at work. I don't know why.
Okay.
I got me a flask and I was like, sure.
They knew you were about to be the father of two?
Maybe. I don't know. Foreshadowing, maybe? I don't know. I actually, the thought has been going through my head when we don't know what we're having yet. We find out Monday, actually. We're not telling anybody till after Dragon Con. Unless you guys are good and behave, we might tell you. We'll see. We're having a reveal party, because whatever. But if we have a girl...
Buckets of rum!
Yeah, well, if we have a girl, I keep thinking, oh, crap, I got to start investing in guns now. Like, figure out how I want to start doing that.
No, see, you have seen the two daughters that are already produced by the men of this podcast, right? Y'all are screwed.
I know. And then the girls are pretty in my family, and it scares me.
There are several things going against and for him simultaneously. One, both myself and Jazz are significantly more handsome than Bud Long. Two, his sisters are really pretty.
They're gorgeous, and it kind of scares me what's going to come out of... Well, this is going to get awkward, but what's going to come out of my loins? So, if I have a girl, I'm scared to have that teenager later on. So,
do you have any kids, Chuck?
No, I've got a couple of steps, but...
Gotcha.
None of my own.
No worries. We brought our kids back to Dragon Con in 2012. Obviously, we didn't drink or do anything crazy, but that was insane considering they were 1 and 2.
Yeah, we opted not to bring our 3-year-old. We were like, hey, guess what? You get to stay with Grandma and Grandpa for a week. And he was like, yay! We're like, they're so glad it went that way and not that I don't want to stay with them.
Yeah, our kids are so stoked to stay with Grandma. It's like, nice. We're like, hey, yeah, you're going to stay with Grandma for the weekend. Really? Yeah, all weekend? Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Grandma, not so excited, but...
they'll be okay.
Come on, kids.
Josiah's just going to be spoiled by the time we get back, so we're going to have to do some recuperating, but it'll be okay. It'll be fun. That's what grandparents are for. At least that's what everybody tells us.
And a wild Raul appeared. Hello, Raul!
You're muted.
Yeah, you're muted.
Sorry, it auto-mutes anybody after 3.
Yes, I'm trying to add the lower third. Hello, guys.
Hello!
Jared, hello. CJ, Chuck.
Raul's like... What should I listen to brace myself for Dragon Con? And I'm like, have you listened to this show at all this week?
It's kind of all
we have talked about.
That's kind of what we're doing this month.
The question was more towards TV shows, any kind of... Should I watch Firefly, Sing Along Blog?
All of the Doctor Who.
All of them.
All of the Doctor Who.
All Doctor Who. All Doctor Who. Everything Whedon. Everything Whedon.
If you need something short, I would go with either Firefly or Dollhouse.
Yeah, I would go
to your Netflix account for a few days. You'll be fine.
Firefly and Dollhouse are both really good, great watches. Plus, Amy Acker is doing a few Whedonverse presentations that I'm going to drag Budlong to, so we can possibly try and get him arrested for assault.
What?
Oh, yes, Budlong. When CJ says, let's stay after Night Attack, don't trust him.
Don't trust him. Don't ruin it.
I'm not going to get charged with assault. I'm not going to...
No, you might beat CJ. Trust me on this one. Okay. I want to beat him for it.
I'm talking more about Amy Acker. He is going to try and chase her around all sorts of Dragon Con. I'm pressed. Don't run away from me.
Kind of like Big Bang Theory with Summer Glau, where everybody was falling all over her on the train. It was great.
Yes.
Yeah, no, not so much. Chuck, I'd like to mention with all of our guests, especially this month with everybody who's been vets of Dragon Con, or at least longtime attenders, it's my first year. So my biggest thing I usually ask going into it as we transition to not waste your time, let's see, this is the last week. Is there stuff that I should definitely be not bringing that most people think I should be bringing? Or like the people like go to the con and they're like, I really should be bringing this, and you never use that thing or that stuff. Is there stuff that's pretty common that happens?
Well, people usually just overload on the snacks and stuff. When you're there, you're so caught up in it that you never use hardly anything that's in your room. Bring your booze. and you'll be okay.
Bring shoes and booze, and you'll be set to go. Pants, shoes, and booze. Got it. Unless your cosplay doesn't involve pants or shoes or...
Use enough booze, and your cosplay probably won't.
Yep, right. I could be the greased-up deaf guy from Family Guy. You're never going to catch me. Forget about it.
I guess I should start taking up drinking.
Yep.
Oh, now we spoiled Bud Long's cosplay.
Oh, I wasn't supposed to let that cat out of the bag. Dang it, guys.
It's supposed to be a prize.
Didn't the event after Night Attack will make complete sense then for him?
I don't know what we're talking about. It's starting to scare me, so I'm not sure.
Just nod and smile. It'll be a whole lot safer.
Oh. Nod and smile and agree that you will follow me aimlessly everywhere.
Do not follow CJ.
I don't think that's a good advice.
I will not lead you astray for at least pure comedy.
Oh, jeez. Okay, so snacks for a big thing, because that was something I learned last week with, what was it, Kevin that was on last week? I'm mixing up my weeks, but with Kevin, with the con suite, I didn't know previously, because I've never been, but even hearing about it, I didn't realize it was like free buffet, essentially, like come in, grab food, and you're good to go. So that's really good that a lot of people bring snacks but not using them. Never mind, I'm planning on buying that. I just saw at Bass Pro Shops, there's a... if you're familiar with Camelbacks or Platypus bags, they actually have the bag itself on sale for like, I say
you're
on sale.
A Platypus bag.
Shut your mouth. they have the 2 liter bags with the hose attached with no backpack for like 12 or 13 bucks. So I'm going to pick up two of those. As we talked about previously, my wife is allergic to eggs and milk. So if I'm eating at the con suite, we can't share a water bottle or share a water pack or anything. So we'll have to get two separate bags. But I think I'm going to pick those up just so we have 2 liters of water with us each while we're walking around and everything. And they have a big 2.5 or 3 inch opening for filling it. So you can put ice and stuff in, first thing. So it'll stay cool the first hour in that summer heat. But it'll stay cool for a little bit at least.
Most of the panel rooms, they actually provide drinking water in most of the panels, so you don't have to worry about too much.
Okay, she'll have to bring her own either way because of possible cross-contamination stuff. But it's good to know they have water at the panels as well. That's good to know.
Yep.
Is that like water fountain-ish, or is it like
water
Gatorade,
coolers?
Water coolers with like disposable cups and stuff. Okay, cool.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Because I can't imagine drinking off a water fountain at a convention with 60,000 random people.
Never.
Just bad.
Yeah, no.
Never.
I'm not a big I'm not a germaphobe, but even that's like, ugh.
No thanks.
Talk about drinking the water. Are there any kind of special meds we should bring, like aspirin, Pepto, just being the basics?
Speed. That's a good idea.
I was going to say Beano was probably one of the big ones, since we've got...
Yeah, especially you!
We've got six people in a room.
A large number of people in that room.
Exactly.
That would be a good idea.
Exactly.
You are going to do a lot of walking. You're going to... By the end of the weekend, you're going to be hurting. So, I would definitely, Tylenol or something like that. But otherwise, no. It's pretty cool. Besides, there's we're connected to a mall where there is like a pharmacy that's in the mall, a CVS pharmacy. Yeah. So any of that type of stuff, it's already there.
Is it, traditionally, the way I think of events like this is that the stuff that you buy on site is crazy? Wow.
Crazy
jacked up in price. Is that typically the case?
Now, this is a typical mall that's within,
it is a mall.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Yeah, I just want to make sure it wasn't one of those things where like, oh, Dragon Con, 60,000 people that have nowhere else to go but our stores? Done.
No, they from what I noticed the year that we went, everything is great there except for the food court at any time during the day.
I didn't think we'd be going to the food court anyway. Again, wife's allergies, so that food court is not going to be a thing.
We will probably go back to our hotel and eat there because, less people.
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to think of other questions I've thought of in this past week, and I really should have written them down.
Hey, you're pulling a CJ.
I have to teach you boys about pens and paper, don't I?
Whoa. Okay. What is this analog world you live in? All I have is a phone and a tablet.
So,
Evernote?
We're getting there on Thursday. Aside from getting our badges, which we actually have press badges, so ours are a little bit different, is there anything that you would recommend doing on Thursday in particular?
No, Thursday is the day where you just chill out, you know, get rested up from your travels or whatever, because the rest of the weekend is going to be nonstop.
Yeah, I'm not going to all of these, but I want everybody to look at the Dragon Con app as soon as I can get it to focus. This is Friday. Just stuff, and more stuff.
I'm just shocked that you only have, like, one thing clicked off for each time period, because some of mine have, like, four or five things scheduled at the exact same time.
My OCD got to me. Like, I had two things next to each other, and I'm like, I'm going crazy looking at this. I need to choose which one I would rather go
to. I'm in the middle of that area. I've actually clicked a ton of them so that I can sit down with Alicia and see if she's even remotely, my wife, Chuck, and see if she's even remotely interested in any of them so that it's not a complete, because what she said so far, and we've mentioned it before, but she's like, I'm just going to follow you. And I'm like, no, please don't do that. Like, I don't want you to be bored out of your mind for the weekend, because there's one about...
the business of podcasting. She is not going to be interested in the business of podcasting.
Right. Well, no, one of them was, there's one, crap, what's that show she likes? And there's a panel on it. Oh, I just saw it earlier. Oh, well, it doesn't matter. I saw one and she was like, oh, that sounds like maybe. And I'm like, well, look, crap. The one thing I thought she'd be like, yeah, that would be really cool. And it was kind of like, meh.
A couple of things I do highly recommend actually scheduling multiple things for backups, because sometimes the lines are just too long, and sometimes you'll look down at your schedule and you'll see a 3-block walk to get to that panel and you'll say, no, not today.
Yeah. CJ and I and Rachel won't have to worry about that necessarily because we have press passes, so that's not but that's good advice for regular regular attendees, like everybody else, us on any other year. But Alicia is going to have to worry about that sometimes. I don't know if she has caught on to that or not. I've tried to explain it. We'll see. I'll try to explain it to her again this week. Like,
Terry Gilliam is going to be there? Holy crap.
Yep.
Wait, who?
Terry Gilliam from, you know, Monty Python.
Oh, nice. I did not know that.
Yeah, I'm looking. I'm distracted by the Doctor. I'm looking up stuff for Doctor Who.
Yeah,
and
just updated the app again today. So if you haven't checked your app in the past couple of days, they did just put out a pretty big update with new
everything.
Yeah, well, they've done two. They did the initial the update, and then they did the update the sequel. So they've put out two recently. So if you haven't been looking at that, do pull up your app.
From now through con, that thing will be updating virtually every 2 or 3 hours.
That's something I'll have to keep up with.
That's a misleading title. I'm like, ooh, the Doctor is in. Dr. Beverly Crusher. Wrong Doctor.
Oh, that's that was a dirty move on the naming of that panel. That's dirty.
I guess I should get off my ass and get the app, shouldn't I?
Yeah, probably.
Yes.
And then,
okay, Chuck, how do you, you're pretty familiar with the app, right?
Sort of, yeah.
How do you share, like, the calendar between your friends? Because I'm just seeing mine.
Oh, you should be able to click. Once you've created a friend, you can click on them and click share your calendar with your friend.
A friend. I have, and I can't unless somebody has shared the calendar with me. Yeah, all of my friends have a shared calendar, but unless nobody has shared with me, then they're a bunch of duty heads.
I have shared it with you already.
Duty heads, you say?
Yeah, poo-poo heads. I heard it. My schedule...
But I'm not seeing anything other than my schedule. So
no. If you have to go to your friends, so go to friends, and then click on, like, for me, it's CJ.
This is a bad episode of My Little Pony. I'm just putting that out there.
And then there should be an option, share schedule. So here, look.
That wasn't there earlier.
Oh, well, I don't. Oh, that has your phone number, so I probably shouldn't point that at the screen. Oops. Let's not do that.
That wasn't there earlier.
Yeah, it was. It's been there for weeks.
No, it wasn't.
I shared mine with you like a week ago, so it's been
no,
there.
No, it wasn't. I just looked this morning. okay, so, all right.
We're good with CJ's breakdown.
CJ, it's 7 days till Dragon Con. It's okay.
Seven days till Dragon Con. All right, for first time, well, first of all, how long have you been going to Dragon Con, Chuck?
Not as long as you'd probably think. About 9 years. This will be our 9th year. Okay. I've been an eternal member for about think this is our fourth year as Eternals.
Nice. So you've been going as long as our intern has been alive.
With Dale.
That's a new joke.
Might as well.
Yeah, sorry. Inside joke. all right, so as a first time, as we have a bunch of first time people with us and a couple second time people who spent most of the time in the game room because very tired wife and kids, is there anything that you would say other than DragonCon 101, because that is, well, DragonCon 101, anything like any really spectacular event that is going to be happening that we should not miss?
I would think the first year you would now we rarely go to the parade, but for the first year, I would suggest seeing the parade. I would definitely suggest you have to at least walk through the Walk of Fame at least once.
Yeah.
And otherwise, you know, make your plans, but be free to just experience the con.
Yeah, I've noticed that there was a lot of things like some people were showing. I noticed that was something that some people were talking about. Just the way that they're describing their event is going to be just, they're going to be dead by the end of the con. And I'm like, I'm going primarily to hang out with my friends.
Well, you're already where most of the people that go several years are. Most people, the first few years that they go, it's like, I have to go to every single panel. And you run yourself to death. Those of us that have been going for a few years or several years, it's more about meeting friends, hanging out, and people watching.
Yeah, people watching was a big thing that we did our first year. Just like I loved just, like I said, sitting in the game room for several hours playing Magic the Gathering, watching the people walk by. It was spectacular. It was so much fun just people watching, and we hung out a lot in the podcasting area for obvious reasons, and it was right around the table from or right around the area from Sci-Fi Track, I think, that year, either Sci-Fi or X-Track, and it was great watching the people that went into that those track rooms. It was fantastic.
The best costumes are going to be seen in the Marriott lobbies and the Hyatt lobbies.
Oh, yeah. We went through the Marriott lobby, and it was just, it was a big party was going on then.
At 10 o'clock at night, it was awesome.
Yes. We saw Darth Vader fighting Captain America. we saw a chick Loki and a baby Loki walking around with a midget Thor. And that's what he called himself. I'm not being politically incorrect.
And my son about how to fit on him.
Yes. Oh, and we rode an elevator with Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman. Oh, and Green Lantern.
It was and he awesome. Told Green Lantern he was not allowed on the elevator because he was a bad man.
Yeah, Green Lantern was a bad man. Batman, okay. Green Lantern, bad.
Excellent.
No, Green Lantern was a bad movie, not a bad man.
Oh, snap.
Agreed. Yes.
We tried to explain that to him. He just wouldn't have it.
Oh, that's great. You're like, no, son, it's okay. That was just a bad movie.
The movie wasn't even a thing at the time.
Oh, well, that's true. That's true. That was 2012, right?
Yeah. That came out
into the future.
You're right. Yeah. Bad. Bad man.
You should have listened.
It was prophecy is what it was. Jeez.
All right, so the parade for the first-timers, probably honestly going to avoid that this year, mainly because of the pregnant lady and the 100-degree heat outside.
Well, CJ, it also depends on where the locale of our hotel is and where we're situated in said hotel.
Yeah, there's a possibility we might be able to just peer down to Peachtree and see the parade from our hotel
room.
We
should be able to check the map in the DragonCon app.
Well, I knew that was there.
I just want to keep plugging things that are in the app for people who haven't looked at it in a while.
Download the app, people. CJ. Seriously. I have the app. It's right here. Now I'm looking at your schedule.
I'm just messing with you.
Ass face.
Oh, but in the schedule, you can add your own events. That's something somebody pointed out this last week, I think, on the official Facebook page. But you can add your own stuff. So when you're sharing it, you can actually, like, if we all want to go out to dinner, for instance, we could go ahead and put that in the calendar and be like, hey, we're all going out to dinner.
Rumble's not sharing his with me, by the way.
Well, that's an excellent part of the app because there's a lot of people that have costuming meetups.
Right, and they're not official things, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, and it's something you can share on your – it's on your calendar, so when you share your calendar, I assume that I assume everybody else sees that.
Every thump.
CJ, can you confirm that real quick? Pull up my calendar and see if you see on Thursday our estimated arrival.
Yeah, you're seeing ETA and then
12 to 2. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
That's just – I wanted to throw it in there just to test. I meant to ask you earlier and didn't, so I did right now. Sweet. That works.
On the air.
Yay!
I wish it was a little bit more because, like, I don't know if you could see my stuff on there or not, but
I can if I click on you.
All right, never mind.
I'm there. What's up?
Okay, so all right. Just general tips. Last week with Kevin and the week before with Kim, we got a lot of, like, from people who have been going for, you know, 20 years or more now. As a just kind of a top five do's and don'ts, same thing we've asked Kim and Kevin. Top five do's and don'ts for just a general Dragon Con goer.
Don't wear costume shoes or any shoes that you've not broken in. That's number one. Do bring a blank sketchbook. Because if you go into the comic book area, there's loads of artists, some of which will do free sketches, but they won't provide your sketchbook or anything. So bring you a sketchbook.
Okay. I haven't heard that one, actually.
Remember that the we're talking about Atlanta in the middle of summer, heat and humidity. So if you are going to costume, keep that in mind. No rubber masks or anything like that, because that will kill you in Atlanta. Bring costume repair kit with you. You know, bring things like duct tape, needle and thread, scissors, just all kinds of things
hot
that could
glue.
Hot melt glue. My wife's in the background feeding me the answers.
I can we just point out the irony is not the right word, but the humor of using hot glue to go to Hotlanta for your cosplay. Can we just think about that?
I've been hearing a lot of people today. It's come across like three different stories. The people from Atlanta hate the word Hotlanta.
Yeah. Oh, I just think I used it on purpose in that instance. I'm not a huge fan of actually using it, but I just thought it was funny. I know it's going to hold up. Hot glue has to get crazy hot to actually melt. I just think it's funny that like, ooh, hot glue, and then we're going to go stand in 100 degree weather. It'd be great.
Actually, the cooler of the hot melt glues, people have stuff delaminate during the parade all the time because they use the wrong glues.
Oh, fantastic. So if you're making cosplay and you're using hot glue, look for higher temperature hot glue.
Bingo.
Otherwise, your skirt will fall off in the middle of the parade. And unless that's a part of your plan, think
unless
about the glue.
You're going for.
Yeah, Jared, don't ruin my things.
Oh, my bad. Well, I thought your thing was barely a thing. The picture I saw earlier...
Rachel doesn't look at the
at that chat.
I know exactly what he's talking about. Thank you, CJ.
Okay, so
that might be more than I'm going to wear. Thank you.
It looked like a bikini is not even the right word. It looked like a swimsuit from the 80s, but almost like just thin strips that covered nipples and then went down into the crotch area, but it was just tiny little thing. And I was like, okay.
That's the 10 o'clock at night costume.
Yes, that's the
I'm on it.
The Dragon Con After Dark, or what was it? There's a panel or something called
They used to have After Dark, but I don't even know that it's an official part of con anymore.
Well,
but
there's one in the schedule. No, not my schedule.
BDSM and M101.
Is that okay? It wasn't that one though. It was labeled something a little less nondescript. It was kind of like Dragon Con or Dragon AO or something, like adults only or something. It wasn't listed where it was an obvious.
By the way, Bud Long, that's the one right after Night Attack.
Oh, is it really? Oh, jeez.
In the same room too.
So I need to be taking my cues from Justin Robert Young whenever he's wrapping up. Like, all right, time to go. Let's get out of here.
No, you are staying because I need somebody to help me cover the panel. Totally. Because I don't want to see you red the entire time.
Oh, my goodness.
Not one bit.
So what I've been hearing is that there's something going on at all hours.
If you look at the calendar, and let's say you pull up like Saturday, for instance, the first event listed is 12 a.m. Voltaire, and then it jumps to 1 a.m., and then 3 a.m., and then 8 a.m. So there's a 5-hour gap where there's nothing going on. There's your hours of sleep. I think people recommend 6. Isn't that what we heard last week? It was 6, 2, and 1. 6 hours of sleep, 2 meals and 1 shower. 2 showers for some people.
Everybody's got their own rule. It's 5, 2, 1, 6, 2, 1.
Yeah. But they give you a nice break according to the schedule. 3 to 8, there's nothing going on, so get your sleep.
Yeah.
Although, actually, I take that back. It's nothing starts between 3 and 8. The party actually goes from 3 to 7. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. There are people that I know, especially on Saturday night, even when we were at our where we were staying at, there were people that were up 24 hours from Saturday to Sunday, crashed a little bit on Sunday.
Oh, geez. So CJ has the picture up that I was referring, trying to describe, which I inaccurately remembered. If you're curious, go to the YouTube video for this and just cut into half an hour in or whatever, wherever we're at, 40-ish minutes. Oh, man. Yes. Yeah, I remembered that completely inaccurately. Oops. Close enough, but inaccurate. So, all right, so we've got wear good and comfy shoes, bring a blank sketchbook, remember to the heat and humidity when you're for your cosplay, bring repair kits, and then was there a fifth one, or did we miss that, or did we not get there? We were doing a top 5. I was just trying to keep track of them.
That's the only ones that okay. I
do you have really one had, more yeah. off the top of your head that you can think of?
Yes, it's never too early to think about next year's reservations.
Speaking of which, holy jeez, I saw that on maybe Facebook or Google Plus. Somebody was talking about one of the hotels just announced their blocks and they're already selling out. And it is a refundable deposit at least this early, but it's $250 for a room at, I think it was the Hyatt maybe, but they're already releasing those blocks and 2014's not even here.
People are saying that the Westin has, but I don't think they have. The Sheraton definitely went on sale today.
Okay, I couldn't remember which one it was. Yeah. Somebody mentioned it. Couldn't remember who it was, or which hotel, rather. Yeah. Let's see. I think we've answered all my questions, thankfully, with all of our guests. Most of them have been answered, and more stuff that I hadn't thought about, like the sketchbook, for instance. I wouldn't have even thought about doing
that. I never thought about doing that.
Well, the first year I went to Dragon Con, Don Rosa, who is an artist, he did some of the Uncle Scrooge stuff. He absolutely said, sure, I'll do you a sketch. And I sheepishly didn't have anything to have him sketch, so I had to run to the mall and buy a sketch pad.
Nice. You looked at him and raised your shirt and gave him a Sharpie and said, go at it.
I would have done that for George Perez, but not for Don Rosa. No.
You could do it and then take a picture, and then you don't have to never wash that part of your body again. Just have somebody snap a shot of it afterwards. Although I don't know if Sharpies would work on skin after being out in the Atlanta heat. I wouldn't even want to make somebody touch. That's a gross thought. That's too much to ask of somebody, I think. They're like, free sketch? Sure. And you're like, hey, how about right up in here? And they're like, nope, not so much.
I'm done. Leave. Security! Yeah,
like, I don't even shake hands at cons. I'm not touching that.
Yeah, fist bump. except for the awkward cuddles that you're going to give me in our hotel room.
We've got a question from the chat room, actually. I always try to say Tedzilla, and that's not what it is. It's Teddyzilla. Teddyzilla. There we go.
Teddyzilla.
Teddyzilla. Yes. In 30 seconds, she'll correct us. The question is, what are your views on Peachtree, Westin, Sheraton, and Malia for places to sleep? I assume she's not meaning an actual bed, but like a place you can take a quick nap, maybe.
Well, actually, we've always stayed at one of the three main hotels. So I hear really good things about the Westin, but, I've always had a really good room at either the Hilton, Hyatt, or Marriott to go back to. So I've never had to find that.
Never had to find a quiet nook to take a nap in?
Absolutely.
Okay.
If you're looking for a nook, I actually have a couple good places for
downstairs in the game room.
Yeah, in the game room is a good place. Seriously, it's actually relatively quiet.
I know. I'm just laughing because that's where Rachel took
the
her.
The sad
nap,
part is I lay down right next to, well, up against the wall next to our double stroller with both kids sound asleep. Nobody bothered me.
Yeah.
Somebody actually came over and said, "Hey, I've got a bottle of water. I know you can't leave with the kids. Do you want it?" And I went, tempting, but no, I'm good, because I had three hidden underneath the stroller.
Teddy Liza.
Yeah, we have a correction. Thank you. I knew that would come eventually.
Teddy Zilla. We're probably going to meet her at DragonCon, and I will probably call you Teddy Zilla to your face.
He will. He has no qualms about it.
Nope.
Just like I can't wait yelling out Budlong and having both Jared and Alicia look at me funny.
Maybe. I might not look at you funny. I'm used to hearing all kinds of ridiculous names for myself.
Also another one is, at least I know that the podcasting area moved. But when we were there in 2012, there was the main podcast rooms, and then there was a couple backup rooms that they were using, and they were open all the time, and nobody was ever actually looking in them. So we took a rest in there for about 40 minutes. And actually, that's where we met up with our friends Kevin and Caroline for the first time. Caroline, sorry.
Yeah. If you're just looking for an out-of-the-way place to get away from things and rest, if you're in costume, that's part of what the 10th floor of the Marriott is going to be used for now, is that cosplay room. So you could say that you're fixing your costume and, you know, whatever, just have a seat, get some water, sit back and rest.
I think the new rule for that room is that there's no photography, right?
Yeah.
It's just supposed to be just cosplayers, just to give them a break, right?
Absolutely. Repair their costumes, rest, rehydrate.
But basically mainly for cosplayers and, you know, those hanging out with them. On that note, we're actually going to go ahead, and unless anybody else has any other questions or want to talk just directly about the DragonCon stuff, we're going to go ahead and head on into the break, and then, because we actually have to do the big awards for the SmackDown. Massive things happened. Those who won certain places did not win certain places.
What?
So, Chuck, you're more than welcome to hang out with us during the other half of the show, or you can go ahead and head on out.
I'm actually going to have to head on out, but it's been nice meeting you all. It's been nice talking to you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
Hope to see you at Con.
Oh, yeah, just look for the Santa Claus looking guy with the red bowler hat, or the guy who looks like George R.R. Martin.
That'll work.
Fair. Yep. Or you can look for Rocket Raccoon. I'll be the fat Rocket Raccoon hanging out with the Harley Quinn.
Oh, that's good.
That'll narrow it down to about like 20 couples this year.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm probably the only Harley Quinn that will be 6 foot tall, flaring in flats.
She has a point. Yes. All right, Chuck, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good night, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I like how Teddy Liza put it, cosplay chillin' is the 10th
tenth floor. Nice.
10th floor cosplay room. Cosplay chillin'. Rock the cosplay. Rock the cosplay.
Oh, that's good.
I don't know why that reminded me of that, but it did. So that just happened.
Oh, goodness.
All right, so we are going to go ahead and take a break. I need more water. During the break, we're going to play some ads, do some bills. I'm going to make Bud Long pick a song because I picked the last 3 weeks.
Yay.
Or somebody else. Somebody else. Somebody on the show. Name a song that we can play on the air. Now, go, quick.
Pick the second most played song in your playlist.
Oh, come on. I don't have that set up to do that. How about the second most played song in your playlist, bro? Come on.
Let's see. We played Shy Guy last time, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I vote Shy Guy just because he's friggin' awesome.
And he'll be awesome at Dragon Con.
I want to rub his head.
We want to do Shy Guy? All right. That came out wrong.
Yes, actually, he's very attractive. He rocks the ball, unlike some people in this.
Shut team. It.
rocks it pretty solid.
I think my wife likes my bald head, so
Bald
Long
rocks the ball
mouth
just fine. I have no problem.
Yeah, but not in a sexy way. He rocks it in more of the smart way. Shy Guy rocks it in the sexy bald man kind of way.
Listen.
Well, that's because he has the stubble beard sweetness going on.
Right.
This is true.
Bud Long,
you know what?
Is all bushy.
Just because of that, we're going to play Shy Guy.
Bud Long is all bushy. If that is not the show title, I don't know what is.
There's some good ones already in the list. I'm
just because of CJ wanting to do Professor Shy Guy, we are going to play Professor Shy Guy's cover of Never Gonna Get It.
Well played, sir.
Perfect.
Well played. Well played.
I try. All right.
All right, guys.
No, for that, I will kiss you on your cheek because that was awesome.
On the bald? No, on his head. You have to kiss the bald.
I will try to shave it. I'll make it freshly shorn. What was inappropriately used on TMS the other day?
Yes, and I'm going to continue with the Scott Johnson thing and say like a freshly shorn testicle.
That's so awkward.
All right, guys. We'll see you on the other side.
Freshly shorn scrote.
Oh, what is that? That sounds way too fast.
I'm wearing a t-shirt right now. He's wearing a t-shirt right now. And so is
I
he.
Want Chipmunk
JD. And the best
JD.
Part about t-shirts is you can buy one, too. And the best place to buy a t-shirt is geek-io.com/tfury. Because they sell t-shirts at T-Fury. And the best way to get there is geek-io.com/T-Fury. Because you can have a t-shirt, he can have a t-shirt, and I can have a t-shirt. But only if I go to geek-io.com/T-Fury. So this is JD from How It Stacks, and I'm wearing a t-shirt. And I appreciate.
Have you ever purchased a pair of headphones only to find that they fall apart a few months later and you have to buy a new pair? Or end up finding a pair that you love so much they sound great, they just don't match your style? Go check out Tweaked Audio. They've got 7 styles, with and without microphones, and 6 great colors. They also have wood, which is not a color. These headphones are designed to sound great for music and talk, and engineered for durability. Tweaked even believes in their products so much they've given us a lifetime guarantee. Head on over to geek-io.com/tweaked to check them out. And don't forget to use our code GEEK and get 33% off your order, plus free shipping.
My love and had to make a change. Not this time, my love. Had your chance to make a change. Not this time, my love. The needy and not the greedy.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Cause you see, baby, when you're lacking, you're losing. And she's out the door.
It doesn't matter what you do or what you say.
She don't love you.
That was Shy Guy's cover of Never Gonna Get It, dedicated to myself, sadly. If you want to dedicate something to me, which is probably something, you know, embarrassing or, you know, something along those lines, go ahead and send us an email. Or if you want to just talk, send us an email over feedback at geek-io.com. Website, as always, is geek-io.com. And just look Geek.io up. We're on all of the social webs, so all the social medias except for Pinterest.
I'm on Pinterest.
I am not.
I'm wearing a t-shirt.
I don't use Pinterest regularly, but I am technically on there.
I'm not wearing a t-shirt. I'm wearing a collared polo shirt.
I'm wearing an awesome Teddy Zilla shirt.
I'm going to stay out of this conversation.
Has her own. I'm wearing an old school Five Iron Frenzy shirt from like 2002. Somehow still works. It's not full of holes somehow.
Well, you think it's not full of holes.
Well, I mean large enough holes to be an issue. Obviously, every shirt is.
Wait, there's Power Rangers panels?
What?
We must go to Power Rangers.
Samurai. Go Samurai Power Rangers. Come on now.
Oh, those aren't real Power Rangers.
Oh, snap. Actually, if there was a one for the dragon or dinosaur one, I would have gone just to at least take pictures to show to Sai later. But
yeah,
nobody's looking at them. They don't. There was one season in like 2002, and I think it was just because David, what's his name?
David
Black Ranger.
Jason. Oh,
David Michael Patrick or something weird. I don't remember his name.
No, it's Jason something or other, because I always got him and Jason in the first season confused because his first name was Jason.
Oh, anyway,
and
that
Jason's
guy.
Jason was David, and I got confused.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so that guy. I'm pretty sure it's just because he was like, you know what? Why not? Let's do another season that's going to focus on me getting my powers
Actually, I'm going to nerd out on you. It was it was one of the seasons of the Super Sentai. I think that one was Die Ranger, if I remember correctly.
I have no idea.
And so that was a thing.
No.
Because it's all based on Japanese.
Yeah, so, yeah. I just wonder why they picked up that one and it only lasted a season.
You did a show on Power Rangers.
Yeah, we did it on the original Power Rangers, not any of the crap. I mean, stuff that came up after that.
No, it's crap. The American ones are crap. The Japanese ones are really cool because There was a there's in that one, no, the one that they imported for Samurai, I think it's the Blue Ranger is a 12-year-old kid who tries to rape one of the other Rangers.
What?
I'm not joking.
Okay, it's Jason David Frank. I knew there was a freaking David in there. It's fine. Jason David Frank. Crazy MMA fighter. Yeah.
The porn guy. The guy who did porn.
No. No, that was...
No, he did...
He did porn? Did,
UFC, didn't he?
He did UFC. He did Skinamax porn?
Yes. Because Rachel and I were watching Skinamax one evening, and I'm like, wait a second, that's fucking Tommy! Whoa, what is Tommy doing?
Huh. Would not have... Weird.
Okay. And in the credits, yeah. It
and
was
with just, that show, CJ's childhood fantasies were lived out.
Maybe. Huh.
Mayhaps.
Oh, my.
Huh. All right, then.
And no,
I'll close
the
that incognito browser. Red, done.
The original Red Ranger did not do gay porn.
No.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
Oh, wait. That was part of the
thing. No. I didn't like him. He wasn't cute.
Have I talked about the Blue Ranger David Yost being at?
By the way, if you're enjoying this conversation, fill out a survey at geek-io.com.
You're right. Oh, we completely forgot to keep going through that. yeah, and anonymous also, survey, guys. Just fill that thing out. It's geek-io.com/full survey or short survey. And if you're lucky, you can just do
survey
slash survey.
Bud Long
and I should probably fix that. Yeah.
Yes. Also, if you want more talk about Power Rangers and if they were or if they were not in porn, patreon.com/geekio.
Oh, man. I guess we should jump into this.
Gadgets, games, and gizmos.
Pew, 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 pew.
Oh, Teddy has a, Liza has a point. She thinks all kids movie stars do something dastardly just to break away from the old role.
This is true. We have plenty of former Disney stars that prove this point.
Yeah, just watch Spring Breakers. No, wait, no, don't watch that. Because that movie is just so horrible. But filmed in St. Pete, which, yeah, doesn't do a great thing for my town. all right, I'm going to let Raul go first because I haven't shared him. I'm not going to yell at him because I haven't shared the notes with him. And since I'm the only person that ever does anything with the notes anymore.
Hey, it's... Oh, did you do Raul on first on purpose? Was that on purpose?
What, I put Raul?
Yeah.
Oops.
Somebody put Raul? Like, that's taking the mispronunciation of Raul's name to a whole new level.
Or just changing his name. It's okay.
Business, numbers. Take this to a new level, and we'll circle back later, and my people will talk to your people.
And we'll all be synergized. We'll have a couple webinars.
Yeah, we'll synergize at Dragon Con over some webinars.
Yeah, we those webinars may or may not be the names of the drinks.
Oh,
webinar
good.
Mixed drink.
Mm. Roman webinars. Mm, yum.
Roman webinars. Nice.
Too many webinars, man. You'll be out on your ass in a heartbeat. Puking in bushes and everything.
I heard that that came up. Oh, it came up on another show. I don't remember if it was. Was it TMS? I don't remember. It came up again, and I bust out laughing. It just cracks me up. I just can't imagine getting that slot
and
to
I
throw
wish,
up in people's.
I wish we could make it up. I wish I could just be saying these things and it was not true.
Right.
But there's nothing better than getting woken up and walking out into the living room and suddenly a well-respected musician is there that you have a ton of respect for, and hi, I'm Andrew. I puked in your bushes.
It's nice to meet you.
Oh, and for the record, DragonCon, the only place you can fall asleep, hear random British voices, and go, oh, okay, I know that voice, and go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Completely unfazed.
Mike, is that James? Yeah, that's James. Okay.
Why is he here? Is he? Oh, yeah, that's right.
I didn't invite him here. Oh, okay.
Oh, well. I'm going back to sleep.
Yeah, I've already got one story of... well, it wasn't puking in the bush. It was more like on a tree and like half on a house.
Yeah, but that's Texas. That's normal.
That was the only time that I puked on the house, and the tree never grew back.
On that house.
It's a yeah. Tuesday morning in Texas, basically, right?
On that house. He just christened that house. The other houses in the neighborhood have not been so lucky.
Pretty much, yeah. But yeah, onto what I've been doing fast. The week. I've been playing Shovel Knight. I've been posting those videos up on YouTube through the Twitch channel.
Yeah, you digging it?
Yes. I never really got into the old 8-bit games because I didn't really have them. But like yeah, Castlevania, Mega Man.
Yeah.
I did play a lot of Super Mario 3.
Okay.
And that whole grid system is similar to that. Random enemies popping up on the map. You have to fight them. And what's awesome is that if you make a mistake, it's all on you. It's not like the game is griefing you or anything. It feels like you're actually accomplishing something when you get to the final boss.
Nice.
You figure out their pattern and all that. I've also been watching... I'm debating if I should stream this or if I should record it. Is Five Nights at Freddy's. I don't know if you've been seeing that.
No.
Okay. You know Chuck E. Cheese, right? The giant animatronic... Yeah. The giant animatronic animals, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, this one, you're pretty much the Night Watch. And... God. You pretty much have to keep an eye on the place through cameras and all that. And you get a phone call at the beginning of your first night saying you might want to keep an eye on them because they might start moving and they might see you.
Oh, God!
Yes.
This sounds terrifying.
It is. It's like you go to the camera where they're all stored. Then you go back to your room and it's like you bring up a tablet. And you look again, and one's gone.
Holy crap.
And then you
can
start going through all the cameras.
Nope, not playing that game. That's a whole lot of nope.
Holy
jeez. What the fuck is wrong with these people?
On the plus side, it's $5 on Steam, not the usual $15.
Pay $5 to crap your
pants.
That's
a lot of nope.
Yes, and you have the blast doors right next to you.
Yes, I just watched the video on that, and holy mother of God, what is wrong with people? No, don't do this. No.
Is as the night progresses, your battery starts to die, or it gets lower and lower until it's pitch black, and all you see is the lights of the face in the darkness coming for you.
Jeez. That reminds me of that.
That. But I will not be watching that video.
Yeah. I have two words for that. Fuck no. Oh, yeah.
Nope. No. 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 And more no.
That's like going to Nopesylvania.
that is taking that Nope coaster right down to Nopesville. And
staying at the Nopes Inn.
I'd rather hang out with Dale's spider.
In the hotel room?
No, you can bring your laptop all you want, but as soon as I hear that game coming on, I'm not gonna. You can't make me.
It's DTFO and go to the game room. Like, get out of here.
I'm going to play Munchkin with a bunch of random strangers. Bye.
Oh, I was talking about telling Raul to go over there to the game room and play it.
That game looks horrifying and like playing on everybody's worst childhood nightmares.
I think I've told the story here before, maybe not. One of my friends for some weird reason for his 21st birthday, he wanted to have it at Chuck E. Cheese. So we were all like in our early to mid 20s going to a Chuck E. Cheese for a birthday party for a 21-year-old. And one of the other friends that was there, he hates those animals, like with a passion, just creeps him out beyond, like, to his core. And they were doing the typical, like, going around and giving people hugs because that's their job. And it snuck up behind him and gave him a hug from behind. And he flipped out, and it was fantastic. It was probably the best thing I've seen in a while for an adult to react to one of those bears. It was perfect. But I don't even want to imagine him playing that game. Like, I just, it, whew, no way.
Yes, and as the game, as the title says, it's Five Nights, and they get faster, and your battery will drain faster.
Jeez.
So it's like, by the time it's like 1 o'clock on the third night, they're already right there at the door.
Heck no.
Nope. Yeah. Nope.
That's not changing anyone's answer at this point.
I can play scary games. Like, I have played, hold on, let me look at my Steam list. The last scary game I played,
I can't even think of a scary game that I've played recently.
I've played all of the Fear games, which those are scary as all hell. I have played, apparently I don't have many other scary games, but I've played all three of the Fear games, and those are pretty freaking frightening. And, like, no, I'm good on that one. No.
That's like Supernatural and all that kind of fear. You can play this game.
See, it's a different story when it's something you're already keyed into being afraid of. And those things are already creepy as hell. And also, if I was in that job the first night, I would say, fuck you, you can't pay me enough. Let me go or I'm going to tase your ass. They have this place! I'll kill you all. Consequently, you will also not see me working overnights at Walt Disney World. Just putting that out there. Just for that sake.
Whoa. Okay, I can't click links in the chat, sorry.
Nope, I think that's the video for the game. Okay.
Yep.
That's why I didn't click it, because I know it'll go through to you guys.
That was terrifying.
Sound effect just to have.
Didn't know it was going to automatical play, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So did anybody else have that bug this week? Speaking of auto-playing videos, there was a bug in one of the Chrome extensions that automatically played YouTube videos on web pages you loaded. And oh my gosh, that was annoying. Every single YouTube video was embedded would autoplay. So I would just go...
See, that...
Oh.
It was a Chromecast. It was a Chromecast extension.
That's right. That's what it was.
I have... what do I have on NoFlash, I think it is?
Well, that's the crazy part, is I have embedded things set
Flashblock.
To not... Well, I don't have Flashblock installed, but I have it to not autoplay plugins, and still some of them were playing automatically. I hadn't clicked on them. That was the crazy part.
Yeah, Flashblock kept all of that. That's why I heard a bunch of people complaining about it. I'm like, I don't know. So yes, other than scaring the hell out of all of us, Raul, what else have you been doing?
Getting ready for the semester to start on Monday. So we're scrambling to get all the teachers ready for school. And, man, setting up labs, making sure teachers have projectors and all that is just routine stuff that we've been doing. But we have a week to get ready.
Nice.
Which is pretty much par for the course.
Yeah.
And other than that, I mean, it's just been... that's about it. What about you, CJ?
In my office at work, I have an Apple TV hooked up to a 60-inch TV. And my boss is like, I haven't been able to get this to work. If you can get it to work, cool. I'm like, all right, cool. I got it to work, no problem. My boss thinks apparently I'm some kind of weird miracle worker and I've had to set up four Apple TVs.
You're a genius.
Yeah, she's like, I don't understand how you did it, but you need to set up the rest of these.
and you're getting a raise again, sir.
And I did so.
You need to work there. Jeez.
I did.
So
I did
tempting to
weird,
move. So tempting.
I did this weird thing, like, well, there's this weird thing. I started watching Netflix on it because I'm like, hey, I can watch Angel. I don't know if it's the weird compression that the Apple HD does or the fact that it's blown up to 60 inches, but it starts looking like a soap opera.
No, that's like, actually, what brand TV is it?
I don't know.
Oh, jeez. Okay. This is, okay. There, every TV that you've seen recently that says something like 120 hertz or 240 hertz or 600 hertz, all they're doing is taking your regular signal that comes into your TV at, we'll say 30 or 60 hertz, and they're multiplying the frames, trying to make things look smoother. So if you think about, let me think about old school film. So you have you have old school film, you have frame one and frame two, and you get 24 frames per second. When you say 120 hertz and the TV operates at 60 hertz, they're taking your 60 frames per second and making up frames in between to make that 120 frames per second.
Oh,
so
okay.
It does two things. It creates lag, so don't use that while you're gaming because it actually is the TV processing the image. And by the time you press a button, it takes a split second for the TV to process everything, and it's actually a delay. So turn that crap off when you're gaming. A and B, or two, however we're doing this, it does the thing that you're talking about, the soap opera effect. The good news is every TV, you can turn that feature off. It's just labeled something different in every brand. Samsung calls it AutoMotion Plus. What is Vizio? I can't remember. Samsung, we just sell so many of them. I know the name.
Which all it is, it's frame rate.
Yeah, it's multiplying frame rates. It's literally taking frame one and two and creating three and four in the middle, or three, depending on what hertz rating you have on the TV.
Okay. Yeah, I was at a friend's house, and they had Ice Age playing or something, and it looked so weird, and I couldn't figure out why.
That's what it is. It's the higher hertz rating, which everybody touts on their TVs, manufacturers I'm speaking to. They tout it as, 240 hertz, it's so much better, and I get it in people's houses.
It made it look like a video game.
Yeah, well, or soap operas, like a cheap camera. But the best part is I'll get in people's houses and they're like, oh, why does it look weird? And I'm like, hold on, turn it off. And they're like, oh, much better. I'm like, glad you spent the extra $500, eh?
But
it's
like,
amazing.
But I'm just like, it's not been like doing anything weird. It's just, I'm like, this looks really freaking weird. That's now that I know that that's a thing, I will look to see if I could turn that off. Cause it is kind of distracting. Like it looks like it's kind of producing the old 90s 3D effect where like the background will remain the same, but there will be a slight adjustment to the depth.
Yes.
And like Angel will be here and the background will remain exactly the same. And he moves off screen and it just looks so like,
It looks almost like South Park, where it looks like just flat layers.
Exactly.
Yep.
And okay, so now I know it's a thing. It will go the hell away.
Yeah, turn that crap off.
Yes.
By default, I usually end up turning it off unless somebody specifically says I bought it for this, and then I'm like, all right, well, here's what you're getting. Leave it on and go. Does that look good? Yes or no, and then I'll go from there. But most of the time, I just turn that crap off because it bugs most people that I end up installing TVs for. So.
But there's some movies that do take advantage of that higher refresh rate.
Nope.
Right?
Nope.
Really?
Nope. Because your TV can operate at 60 hertz at top, and even like the Hobbit was at 48 frames a second, which is 48 hertz. And it really depends on your cable or satellite box. Those are all going to output at probably 60. Some Blu-ray players output at 24, but that's even lower. That's the opposite of what you're trying to do. So, no, nothing outputs at that 240 hertz, and the best part is most TVs tell you the information about the picture you're watching. So if you hit info or display, depending on the brand TV, it'll pull up and it'll say 1920 by 1080, and it'll say at 60 hertz, and they're like, wait, I thought I bought a 240 hertz TV, and you're like, you did. Funny about that. Nobody explained it. Here's what's going on. Merry Christmas. So,
yes, Liza.
So
frame rate fucks up.
1920.
Yeah, right. Hey,
rate fucks up really hurts. Yes, it really does hurts.
Wait, I guess my chat's not updating. I didn't see that pull up in the chat.
But other than that, I think I'm going to skip to the season finale of season two of Angel because
too much.
Too much
the
Darla stuff.
No, at this point, it's emo Angel, and it's not even evil Angel. It's emo Angel, and I hate. Oh my god!
But I don't think that ends. But I think that ends before the second season.
Oh, okay, but I'm just kind of done. At this point, I'm just kind of burned and want to do something. You know, want to watch something different than the current arc. And I know it's a Whedon show, so I have to watch the season finale, or I'll have no idea what's going on in the next season.
How many seasons of Angel are there?
Five. I believe, right?
Yeah.
Yes, five.
And season one of Angel is where season three of Buffy ends.
And it literally, the first episode is a recap of everything that's happened to Buffy.
So. Yeah, it is literally, yeah. You literally, every bit of Angel's response parts in Buffy is retold in episode one.
Yeah, so you can not watch the first three seasons of Buffy and then just start
with Angel. Just start with Angel season one.
Because you basically have the entire story.
Or you can watch that and then go back and start at season two and just skip season one because... Oh, season one of Buffy.
Yeah, season one of Buffy. Oh, God. But I think I'm just kind of done. I'm just kind of done. Like, I don't know if he goes evil again during this season, but at this point I don't really care.
Whoa, breaking news. Carrie Byron, Tori Belacci, and Grant Imahara are leaving Mythbusters. What the crap?
Whoa.
What?
E! Online. You got to trust that, right? E! Sorry, I'll put that.
Don't ever do that with your mouth next.
Oh, it deleted my link. Dang it.
No, it didn't.
It says it did on my side.
Nope.
Weird.
You should be a moderator.
And it says weird. It deleted on mine. I guess weird. It shows up for you, CJ, because you're a moderator.
So you're a moderator too.
Yeah,
I'm normally a moderator, but I'm currently not a moderator.
I haven't seen Ted Eliza's post. The last thing I'm saying is me saying right, and that's all I have. So I think something's weird.
Yeah, Bud Long is not even showing you in the chat room.
Awesome. here, I will put it in our internal chat.
I see it.
Put it there.
But yeah, that's a shame because those three are really compelling reasons to watch Mythbusters.
That's like half the show because there's usually like the Adam and Jamie project, and then in between it's their small project that they're going and doing stuff with. So I wonder if it's a budget cut or what. That's weird. I don't know. I'll have to read up.
I don't know, but it's really kind of weird. I mean, they haven't really been doing a lot of Mythbusters. Like, they'll have, like...
Wow, after a decade of being on that show. They've been on it for a decade. Yeah. Wow.
But they've only recorded, like, 60 episodes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. It's a shame. But, yeah, I think I'm just going to skip to the season finale of season two of Angel, just because...
I'm kind of done. Let me check season two. There's some stuff you shouldn't skip, maybe.
all right, and now on to Career Geek IO episode two. So yes, I did get the web developer position as Jared, as Jazz has been notified because I keep asking him questions.
should you really?
I wish I could be more helpful. But
should you be
I
putting that open
the
open? I got a new position, so I'm getting help.
Well, I mean, I am a junior web developer.
Okay,
they knew when hiring me. I have not really done any kind of hardcore coding for like 6 years.
Okay, I just want to make sure it wasn't like, yes, I can do that. And then on the podcast, yeah, and I'm getting Jared to help me out.
No. They know that I am way junior on it, but I am better than all of the people that we have been
that
interviewing
are there currently
for, because they are all a bunch of jackasses.
Man, I really do need to go down there.
We're hiring.
How much for a senior level developer?
We're not really looking for another. Well, we might be. I'd have to talk with my boss, but or give me over your resume, and I'll ask her what she wants to do. But yeah, you'd have to come down here. We're doing interviews because we're filling a third web designer, and like we've interviewed three people for it, and they are all a bunch of just. One guy was okay, but like he's really good on the front end doing the CSS and stuff like that. And like my boss is like, okay, would you be interested? Would you learn back end stuff? You know, at least some PHP. He goes, well, and I'm like, nope. You are unwilling to learn to do anything other than what you are stuck in your comfort zone about by it just it's And apparently they interviewed two people before I came in that were pretty much the same. Like, they'll be either really good but have the personality of a rock, or have a great personality and are unwilling to learn anything else, which is a big thing. In the company that I work for, you have to be able to at least be willing to learn something else.
I would love to do webinars for them to make sure we're synergized from Alabama.
That will get you stabbed. That will get you stabbed where I work. We have one person who talks like that every once in a while, and we have daily meetings because, you know, we do the whole agile style of doing things. So we have daily meetings, and he starts talking about doing webinars, and the guy goes, web seminar. He goes, we have to make sure that we're all synergized. We're all working together. And eventually he said like four or five of them, and the guy would just pipe up with saying what normal people call them.
Right.
And he kind of looks at him and goes, I'm sorry. And he goes, quit talking like a doofus and talk like the rest of us do. And my boss about lost it. Like, she's about great. To fall out of her chair. So that will get you stabbed where I work. Which is weird, because the people that I work with, you would think would normally be those kind of people that would talk like that. They're kind of hipstery, but like, no, just no, it don't fly.
Nice.
It don't fly at all.
I'm okay with that, though.
It is really fantastic. Like, I really, really love what I'm doing now, and I can really see myself doing a lot where I am, and now I'm trying to recruit somebody else that is not a jackass. So, you know. So if you have anybody who wants to do either IT or web design and is okay with moving to Clearwater, Florida, send me an email at feedback@geek-io.com.
I'd be on except for the Clearwater, Florida thing. I don't think I can get Katie on board with that one.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, if you're looking at the base motivator, I am making more than what I've been making anywhere else by more than 10 grand.
Do they pay moving expenses?
You may be able to get something.
So tempting. It's not even funny. All right. Anyway, we should.
He's got number two on the way.
We should move on, because this.
Yeah. Career Geek IO is only good at certain. Good on limited. And I have to remain funny while doing it, which is incredibly hard while talking about my job. Other than that, been watching Rachel play some stuff, which she may be talking about, and working and twerking. Speaking of twerking, Jazz, what have you been up to?
I've been up to some stuff, but I've been
is
looking
it time?
No, not quite. Before I get into that.
But I want to hear about
if you got to skip around in Buffy, in Angel, you can skip to the episode Dead End, but don't skip all the way to the end of season 2 or you'll miss some stuff.
Dead End, okay.
Dead End, it's episode 18 of season 2.
I think that's like one after what I'm watching right now.
You're almost there. Just hang in there for like two more episodes.
Today was Requiem or Epiphany or something.
Oh, today was Epiphany?
Or whatever it was.
Yeah, you've only got a couple episodes. You're fine. Just hang with it. You're almost there.
I don't want to.
It gets better because Darla leaves like right after that, or shortly after that. And then
Become less emo?
Yes, he does.
Okay, because that's the problem I'm having right now is Darla is a really major annoyance, and then he got real emo real fast, and I'm like, I can't deal with this.
Yeah,
there is nothing enjoyable going on.
He gets out of the stupid emo thing and starts acting like Goofy Angel, which is.
And they don't even play any good Dashboard songs. It's a shame.
No. Dashboard was around back then.
I think so.
Missed opportunity.
Right, yep.
Missed opportunity. Well, with that, it's time for.
Not all of the emo music.
There was a fish
in the percolator.
The Twin Peaks report. Oh, I'm almost done. I've got two episodes left, and. I did acquire the movie from my 30 internet friends that I downloaded from simultaneously. But
ProXPN.com. Use the checkout.
It's not streaming anywhere, literally.
Wait, it was on Netflix recently. Did it go away?
The show is, but not the movie.
Oh, okay.
I looked for several legitimate sites, and it is not streaming anywhere.
That's a shame.
Not on the Prime or anything?
Nope. Not on the Prime, not on the Netflix, not on the Redbox, not on the whatever, MGO, or the, any of them. None of them.
That is a shame.
Talking about Prime, I actually...
The only way to legitimately get it was to rent the DVD from Netflix, which...
Nobody pays for that anymore.
DVDs? What are those?
Yeah, I know.
How do you even play that?
My work laptop, like I work at a place, like I said, with a bunch of hipsters, so a lot of them have Macs. I have just a regular Dell laptop at work as well as my PC, and like it weighs maybe 3 pounds. And one of the girls picks it up to bring it into the meeting room today, and she's like, "Why is this weigh so much?"
Because it's not a MacBook Air.
I'm like, because it has physical media. And she looks at it and she goes, "Do you actually use these still?" I hate them so much right now.
Welcome to the future.
At my work, we actually give crap to the Apple users because we're primarily PCs. Because it's like, yeah,
as
maybe if you
be.
Had a PC, oh. you'd have a little bit more power in that MacBook Air.
Uh-huh.
So anyway.
Oh, Mac Twin users.
Twin Peaks. 2 episodes left. There's a whole lot of story going on that I know they can't possibly wrap up in 2 episodes. So I feel the incoming, and I know it's going to be less than satisfying.
The end is nigh.
It was prematurely canceled. But... I'm still enjoying it, and I did rewatch the Psych episode a couple of days ago, and that was much more satisfying getting all of the references.
I really just want to go back and watch more Psych.
Was there a fish in the percolator on the Psych episode?
No, they did not make that reference, which I think was a real shame. They did make a reference to the silent drapes and everyone having secret relationships. Mostly they just had, and the pie, that was significant.
See, I don't know what I should have paid attention to it, so I don't know all the references. I just enjoyed the feel of the episode.
The giant was in there? That was random. Anyway, I digress. Huh? The giant. Yeah, the giant.
Andre?
No, not Andre. He's no longer with us. Hasn't been for, 20 years?
But wasn't this like in the 80s that this was a movie?
Yeah, that's 30 years ago.
No, it was 1990 and 91. So the giant would have been in 91, but it wasn't Andre the Giant. He's just a tall, skinny giant, not a big wrestling type giant. You really should watch the show.
No.
It's a great show. It is so weird and so fantastic. But I'm drawing to a close, so I'm starting to try and think of what my next show should be. So I've got 3 in
Dollhouse.
Condition. Dollhouse, that's per CJ's recommendation. Thinking about Arrow. There's only a couple of seasons on Netflix right now, so I can
Well, they're starting season 3.
Yeah, but I don't have to keep up with it. By the time I get through season 1 and 2, season 3 will be on Netflix.
This is true.
Forever to watch stuff. Or The Killing. Just because it was pseudo-inspired by Twin Peaks, so... And Netflix just put the final season of that they produced themselves up.
I'm definitely, I love Arrow. I've loved Arrow since day one. But I still think that you can watch and get a ton of enjoyment out of all of the Whedonisms that is Dollhouse. And then lament the fact that the writer's strike happened to it.
Oh, the writer's strike. Killed Dollhouse.
It killed Heroes. Even though it technically came back, it killed Heroes.
Oh, it killed Heroes. Yeah.
Like all my friends say, watch the first season and then stop.
Just stop.
Then it's a season it's a series finale, even though it's to be continued. Nope. I actually rewatched it recently with Rachel. I'm like, you know, maybe I was just jaded back. Nope.
Yeah, nope.
I didn't even finish. I finished the first season with her, and I'm like, maybe we were just jaded back. Nope. I didn't even finish that thought. I watched the first episode of season two, and I'm like, no, still no.
No. So how did they make it through the writer's strike? Did they?
Oh no, I think they just picked back up afterwards.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
but I think some of the original writing crew didn't come back.
Right.
So they recast. So they hired some newer people, and by newer people, I mean I think they hired a bunch of people right out of film school. and I'm not joking with that. I'm pretty sure that's actually what happened.
Yeah.
Because that's what happened with a lot of shows where some of the people that striked didn't come back even though they were offered all of these things because they were just so – they didn't think that it was going to go back to how it was. So they left and they were forced to hire people right out of film school.
And that's why I can turn my TV on right now and see a reality show.
Pretty much every channel.
Five different channels.
And actually, yeah, the influx of reality shows is a direct effect from the writer's strike because those are writer's strike proof.
Yep.
Because anybody can write the script for those, and if you don't think that they're not scripted, then I have a bridge to sell you. But the script on those are so... they're so paper thin that anybody can write them. They are completely foolproof. They cannot fail because of another writer's strike.
And you can just record so much video that you can edit it and then create drama even if there wasn't any. So it's
exactly.
It's fine.
Creative editing is a great thing.
And then you can add social media by adding a Twitter feed and that's it.
Yep.
Yeah, you add a hashtag, and the half of your writing is right there for next week. People are like, exactly. I think such and such would happen. Oh, really? Well, that's probably a good plan. Let's do that.
Crowdsource reality TV.
It's like a choose-your-own-adventure about using Twitter hashtags.
Trademark.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's get that going. That has to be a thing. We need to get that doing. That needs to be a thing right now from us, Trademark Geek.io.
Well, I think they already do it in WWE. Well, kind of like it's just matchmaking.
Yeah, you know, I think so and so should fight so and so, but you still have the writers and the people in the background doing that they have to because certain people have to do certain things and. But
could you imagine the internet writing a reality show?
Dude, we need to make this happen. That would be the greatest thing. Like the first episode is completely written by like normal writers, and then it's like, all right, choose your own adventure. Use hashtag Spaceballs and
so choose the most retweeted option and we'll make it.
Exactly. That would be fantastic. Let's get this on Kickstarter right now.
Let's make this happen. On this
Kickstarter.
CJ's Kickstarter.
I think that's what the client wanted to be, right? With the video game and the show.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what I was trying to. Yeah, Defiance. I think that's pretty much exactly what it wanted to be.
Well, I don't know if it was necessarily a choose your own adventure, but it was just incorporating the game elements into the show. So, I mean, in effect, you had the opportunity to affect the game, but it wasn't like a voting thing. It was actually who affected the game the most. Is that I'd put them on
something like that.
I'd put them on different levels, but they're kind of tied. Did that ever work out? Is Defiant still on, or did they cancel that?
I think it's coming back for another season.
Okay.
Start a project.
I really wish more stuff would do. Not cross-platform, but like there was two games. One of them was Dust, and the other one
EVE Online,
where like EVE Online was the real-time strategies style space battles, and then Dust was the foot soldiers on the ground of the planets.
Yep,
winning the battles for the space game. Like it was a really cool concept, but I don't know how well it actually got implemented. I never actually played because I'm lazy / poor. So, CJ, I'll be talking to you later.
You never lazy and poor.
You never know.
We're lazy.
CJ's busy making a Kickstarter for a crowdfunded reality show.
I'm literally doing this as we speak.
I'm trying not to open up my resume to edit it and send it to CJ right now.
Anyway, while CJ kickstarts his project and Budlong perfects his resume.
I want to know what the heck this...
That's the end of the Twin Peaks report, I guess. Yeah,
I want to hear the rest of Jazzavito's stuff, because I'm confused on the last one.
So, I've been using this for a while, but I haven't talked about it. There's a free development environment called Code Lobster that's for writing PHP, and I've been using it for probably about 2 months now, and I really like it, especially for free. It's got like all the good autocomplete stuff and linking functions and all that nifty spiffy. I know I'm boring you all to death, but that's okay. Trust me, Code Lobster is great, and it's called Code Lobster because why not?
Code Lobster.
And then wrapping up a project using Wikitopolotopdif.
What?
Or WebKit HTML to PDF.
That makes a lot more sense now. Okay.
Which is a free tool that's made by Google that converts HTML files.
Of course. PDF files.
So yes. I thought this was something like a WYSIWYG. The what you see is what you get, and I was trying to figure out what WKHTMLTOPDF was, and I was like, how the... I'm just going to wait until he talks about it. I don't even know. I'm not even going to try.
Basically, you can create an HTML file with CSS, JavaScript, all the nifty bells and whistles, and then run it through this program, and it creates a PDF on the fly. So I can create stuff with charts and graphs and dynamic web pages and generate PDF reports from them, which is what I do all day. And I've never talked about it, but I've used it a lot. It's a great little nifty tool for anyone who wants to create dynamic PDF files.
30 days... Funding goal.
Rachel isn't here, right? So I guess Jared should finish this.
What should our funding goal be? Because I'd have to pay for equipment and actors and everything like that.
You're seriously doing this on the air? Oh, my gosh.
$1 million?
Well, the problem is this just for the first season?
Yeah.
Are you getting local talent? Or are you flying people in? Like, we've got to talk about this off air if you're for real.
No, I'm doing it right now. I'm doing it live.
Then ask for $50,000, and we can probably.
I put 100.
Oh, 100? Sure. Why not?
Because I want to make it as unreasonable to fund as possible.
Hey, we never said it had to be good.
Yeah, exactly. This is not going to be good, guys. This is going to be the internet doing a television show. Imagine Reddit as a television show. That's basically what this is going
to be. No, it's going to be not going to try and use their trademark for our gains, but it's going to be like a Diamond Club book but for TV.
Akin to, yes. And basically it's exactly what I'm going for. Yep.
But your will project it be as porny?
Not
probably
we can hope not, but maybe. All right, so I think I'm the last person, is that right? I think I'm I'm here.
You're up Budlong.
So
I'm working on your resume and focus.
Yeah, I know. So Blue Jay, I installed that. It's a
what is that
coding environment, so that would be for Java. So I'm taking
taking some
classes on Udacity. So
what?
I say taking some classes. I am essentially sitting in on classes. I'm not paying for any of it, which is the wonder and beauty of Udacity. Anyway, just trying to learn some coding because why not? It wouldn't hurt. A friend of mine we were joking about my current employment and how slow it's taken them to make an app. And I was like, yeah, it'd be funny if I could learn how to write an Android app quicker than they put theirs out. And then he was like, you can for free at Udacity. And I was like, that's a challenge. I will accept. So... I'm trying to learn some coding. The worst idea was starting a week and a half before DragonCon, so that was a bad idea. But
yeah, probably.
Internet, hold me accountable. And after DragonCon, so
talk to me.
Okay.
Right job almost every day.
So I've been, I started in BlueJay. I mean, we're talking the first two lessons. It's like intro to Java. You print hello world. Now print hello and then print world. the cool part is, though, with Udacity, if you guys haven't ever used it.
User input?
Not yet. Not yet.
Converting binary?
No. Nope. Super early days.
Get so stuck in an if and statement.
I look forward to that. what was I going to say? Oh, so the cool part is the way they do their classes, they're YouTube videos for the training, but then when they get to a quiz that pops up on screen, it actually converts over to a spot where you can import your code. I say import. You can copy-paste your code in and then hit submit, and they'll tell you if your code is right while you're doing those lessons. So it's almost like sitting in class and like showing the teacher your answer and getting a yes or no. The downside is if it's wrong, there's nobody to ask what you did wrong. It's just like, nope, try again. I'm like, dang it. And sometimes, at least so far, they've skipped ahead a little too quickly, and it was kind of like a, hey, here's how you print hello world. Now try printing hello and then world, two separate lines with no additional instruction. So I was like, okay, let's try a couple things. And then eventually figured it out, but it was just, there was no, here's how you do it, here's how you do this, now practice, try this. It was just a, here's how you do one line, now do two. Good luck. And that was within the first like 5 minutes of video. So there's a steep learning curve, I think, at least the way they're teaching it. So hopefully it won't be that way the entire time. The reason I'm doing it, though, is partially because of the joke about the app from work, but also because I've been using Tasker a crap ton since I got it, and it's just a bunch of if then statements, or you know, it, or else, or it's a whole bunch of essentially object oriented programming, but all done through a GUI. So I think it'd be really fun to learn how to write that up, so I can import an XML file and without having to do it on my phone and type it all up and pre-look at it ahead of time. I think it'd be kind of fun to do. So we'll see how that turns out. Outside of BlueJay and Java, I've been looking at IP security and surveillance cameras for kicks and giggles because they're fun. I have a friend who had some spare ones laying around, so he let me borrow it. Those are actually kind of fun to play with.
Budlong fell asleep during video games. This should tell you his definition of fun. Spying on people, fun. Playing video games, not so much.
I enjoy other video games, just not Final Fantasy VII.
Spying people, much more fun.
It can be. no, the funny part was... I won't use names, but it's a friend of mine who was talking about a car dealership that he's dealing with that wants to install some cameras, and not 2 days after we were discussing it, they had a $60,000 car stolen, and I think that's going to push up their urgency on getting that stuff installed. So, yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah, the great thing with the IP cameras is that you make a quick server, and you can actually get, I forget what the software is called, but you can actually get it to text you when it detects motion.
Oh, yeah. They actually, all this comes with a lot of these cameras come with the software, and you have that feature. That's a part of the feature, I should say. There's actually a web service that you can sign up for. I can't remember what it was called, and it was actually a cloud-based service. You have to pay for it, but it was a cloud-based service where it keeps your last 7 days recorded, I think, and you can set up the zones on the camera. If it senses motion, it'll text and email. And it's all keeping that stuff in the cloud as well, so you can access those recordings at any point and not have to worry about whether you're on the right network or anything else.
I mean, I think it's a good trade-off. Spend a few $100 on security a year or lose a $60,000 car.
Yeah. And that's just one day out of the year. So hopefully they don't lose any more before they get this stuff installed. So we'll see. Let's see. Outside of that, is there anything new that has happened this week? I don't think anything else has happened. I think that's been pretty much it. Getting super excited about Dragon Con. So I'm excited to get off work for like 5 days. And relax and not do anything and hang out with friends. So it's going to be awesome. If you're going to be at Dragon Con, reach out to us. Hit us up on Twitter, at Geek.io Show, at Budlow, Dragos Kai. Raul, yours is Techie Gamer.
What if you're going to be at Atlanta, but not at Dragon Con?
You can still send us a message, but you might have to come to Dragon Con to see us.
Yes.
Well, what about me?
Then you should call me because you have my cell phone number.
I'll send you a glimpse.
Yes, I won't send you one. I will enable Google Plus location tracking to where you can find out where I am that way.
Yeah, we need to talk about the mesh, the servo mesh thing that we want to set up too.
Yeah, nobody showed any real interest in it. It's frustrating.
I'm interested. Well,
I know you are, but I want to get like 30 people and test it out. So servo mesh, I think we mentioned on the show before, but it's only for Android because it takes it gets access to your Wi-Fi in weird ways. So rooted helps out a lot, but it uses your Wi-Fi in your phone to create a mesh calling and texting network, phone to phone, like peer to peer ad hoc style, that doesn't rely on the traditional cell coverage at all in any way. So you can actually install it on tablets as well. And it was designed originally as an emergency, like everything goes to hell and you need some way of getting in touch with people. In theory, you can pass this along phone to phone via Bluetooth or even Wi-Fi ad hoc mode. You can actually transfer it and then build your own network. So in what was that that town that had the huge earthquake in like Haiti a couple of years ago?
Haiti Lance.
What was it?
Port-au-Prince.
Yeah, Port-au-Prince. So it was pushed out sometime near that, or maybe in a response to that. Everybody was like, man, it would be really great if people could have just used their phones that they had. They just didn't have towers. So they created this really cool app called Servo Mesh. It's in alpha/beta. I don't know what they're calling it, but it can be buggy. So, and it's not, they warn you like every time you open the app, it seems like
boom!
Not meant to be.
A Kickstarter.
Yay.
been approved already?
Jeez.
Yeah, baby.
Wow, they're approving everybody these days. Oh, that's right. Potato Salad got approved. So yeah, I guess our movie could get
a good point.
Our TV show can get approved, you know, within 30 seconds. So why not?
Yes. We have a TV show on Kickstarter now.
So,
I'm totally not going to advertise this at all. Like, seriously.
Oh, man.
I just want the internet to do its goodness.
Oh,
and
crap.
If I somehow wind up with this, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Oh, jeez.
We will have to figure it out.
We will evidently make a crowdsourced reality show is what's going to
yes.
happen. So. Jeez.
And buy tacos, because I put tacos in the thing like six times.
Oh,
so just fair warning, you will help us with our taco habit.
As long as they're not mayonnaise taco Mondays. Yay.
Taco Tuesday.
No, mayonnaise taco Mondays. What is that? What is
taco Monday?
I don't even know what that is up. CJ, you still got something showing on your screen. Anyway.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
That's Johnny Moore. It's gone.
Oh, that's Azevedo.
That's me. I'm showing code.
Oh, okay.
Just to bore everyone.
So, Servo Mesh. So if you're interested, take a look at it. It's on the App Store. It looks like, I think, a dog is the icon. It's a little green puppy dog.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty neat. I've tested it out at the house with multiple Android devices, and it seems to work. You can assign your own phone number, technically, and you can use the built-in messaging app, similar you would SMS, but it has to be on the mesh network. But it works actually pretty well. I just wanted to try it with a lot of people where we could see how far we could get it to reach using it as a mesh network. So, if you're going to DragonCon, reach out. If you've got an Android phone, that would be even better. So we can try and actually see how well this thing actually works. I think it'd be kind of cool. So,
okay.
So can we make our own phone network by giving these to like hobos and all that?
Well, you have to be within Wi-Fi reach. So that's where this gets a little limited. So it's all within the reach of your Wi-Fi card on your phone. But as long as each one is touching each other, it can build a mesh network. So, you know, if you're all within, you know, 50 to 100 feet of each other, you could build a nice little mesh network there. And the idea
so
here
yes,
is...
the army of hobos, yes, would be able to...
Yes, if we had old spare Android phones that we could install and hand out to hobos, we could build our own mesh network. We'll call it HoboNet.
I like it.
It'll be great.
HoboNet.
it'll be HoboNet. it would be really cool, though. So I think at least we can have five or six people and try it. So we'll give it a shot.
Well, we're going to have five or six people. So
that's what I'm saying. We'll have five or six people, so we'll give it a shot. And if anybody else wants to join in, that'd be great. Message us on Twitter at Geek.io Show. Or email us.
But first, go to the I don't even remember what
the crowd forced kick-sourced reality show.
I don't even know what I just called it.
Jeez. I'll click the link for you, CJ. Oh, my goodness. Crowdsourced reality show by CJ Boat.
Yes. Yes, that. I have no idea.
I really hope somebody just starts backing it, and that would be great.
I really hope so, too. I want to have the problem where I somehow raised $100,000, and I don't know what to do with it. That would be a great problem to have.
Jeez. All right. I think we should start wrapping it up. We didn't get info for Chuck on where to reach him. Do we have, I guess, his Twitter we could do?
Facebook. The Facebook Dragon Con group is, I think, where he wants people
okay,
to
perfect.
Really go. So, yeah, just look up Dragon Con on Facebook, and he's pretty much the moderator for all of them.
Perfect. Rachel, are you able to talk?
I think she's asleep.
Nope. Okay. Dragon Con or bust. That's what's going on next week. It's only 7 days away, technically, so we're going to be there. We may be able to do a show. We're not quite sure.
Yeah, we're not 100% sure. What we're thinking...
You're not bringing your giant bag of tricks, Budlong?
Well, no, I'm going to, but it's going to depend on... I meant to say we may do a live show, I guess, is what we're still trying to figure out. I assume we're going to record something while we're there.
Oh yeah, we have to, but
well, no, I meant directly for a show instead of coverage necessarily. But anyway, keep an eye on Twitter and Facebook and the things, all of the places. If we have bandwidth, we'll try to do live. If not, we will record something and post it as soon as we can, depending on, as Ted Eliza brings up, Wi-Fi in the hotel. I think we have that. I don't know how much it costs.
With a Gnomo Ize with us, I think we're going to have it.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I'm sure you'll have Wi-Fi, but don't forget there'll be a tremendous amount of geeks in that hotel.
Yeah. We also have...
I'm not sure how well the Wi-Fi will hold up.
We have gnome, so...
Yeah, Gnomo Ize said he's going to bring something, so...
Sweet. I really want to buy the $1,000 or $3,000 on each end peer-to-peer or point-to-point 1.5 gigabit wireless connections and just put it on another building in Atlanta and be like, yeah, can we just borrow your Wi-Fi for a couple days? That'd be great. And just beam it over to us in our unit. It'd be great.
Yeah, the next morning we'll all look like but Jarrett.
Yeah, right. No hair. We'd all be bald and freshly shorn. No, it's all over Wi-Fi. Normal Hertz. It's just super powered and good to go.
Let's go ahead and play the thing.
Yes.
The last thing.
I think I have that here.
The Summer Movie SmackDown Update.
All right, yes. And I'm going to go ahead and call this the end of the Summer Movie SmackDown. This is the final update. This is including the rewards. And
final.
All right, Jazz pulls off a victory with $26.2 million. I'm coming up in a very respectable second place, which is the furthest that I have ever gotten in the entire SmackDown. $15.3 million. Nude Dale comes in third place with the bronze with $13.6 million. And in fourth place, the person who we said would finish last, and his last movie has not even opened up yet in the theaters, Daryl, with $11.8 million.
He may bump off Dale then. Maybe we can count him out yet.
No. Well, mainly because I don't want to deal with stuff next week. if he comes into third place, I'll give him a and then go from there. Rachel is in fifth place with $11.2 million. And the winner of last year's Summer Movie SmackDown, Jared Budlong, with a respectable $10 million.
Can we really say respectable in this case? Let's look at the gap between last and first. the gap between last and first is almost more than CJ has in his bank.
Yes. All right. And as we like to do, the awards.
Well, I mean, even if Budlong gave you all of his money, you'd still be in second place.
That's my point. It's really freaking sad.
But the thing is you didn't get any of the awards this Typically, the awards that we give out are, you know, you can tell who got what. This time, not so much.
I have ties for freshest movie.
Yeah, freshest movie was a three-way tie. How to Train Your Dragon 2, X-Men Days of Future Past.
Careful with that, and Guardian- the cable there, CJ.
Oh, sorry. Did I fix it?
Yeah, just don't move it again.
Okay.
Don't touch it.
How to Drain Your Dragon 2, X-Men Days of Super Fast, and Guardians of the Galaxy, Bud Long, myself, and Rachel, all got 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. Now, I want to point out, that is three geeky movies at 92%. During
a movie about dragons, a movie about time travel, and a movie about aliens.
Yeah. and just to, because I like to point out, if there's a repeater, Bud Long got freshest movie in the winter with Lego Movie. The most rotten movie was Let's Be Cops, who was owned by Daryl, at 14%.
Okay.
So when is the sequel for Let's Be Cops coming out?
Next summer.
Yeah, I can guarantee Let's Be Cops will be on Netflix and on Terrible Tuesday Movie Night by the end of the year. Highest grossing film, no surprise here, Guardians of the Galaxy, pulling in $204 million during its run with us. Lowest, and that was by Rachel, lowest grossing is a movie I never saw anything about, was The Rover from Dale at $1 million. I don't know what that was even a thing. I don't know what that was. best value was My Transformers Age of Extinction, which brought me in $7.9 million. I wanted to mention the fact that I have $15 million, and seven of that was from Transformers. Almost eight of that was from Transformers.
So you found a Transformer.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch?
Yeah, Marky Mark and the Funky Transformers brought me in almost $8 million. And the worst value is Begin Again brought in $317,000 for Dale. He won, like, I think he won worst value in summer last year too with something that he did, but I don't remember what it was.
No, I think Rachel got it last one with the
well, she had it with the last winter. Summer, pretty sure that was Dale there too.
But I don't remember. I suppose we could, you know, research that since we.
I know he got it with. I know he's been in the worst value before with like a Vampire Academy or whatever that was last winter. All right, and going on over the Geek.io network. First of all, happy birthday to Delbert Sand, our very own gamer geek. Happy birthday to him. Yay. He's 1 year older, yet no years wiser. A Terrible Tuesday Movie Night plays it real safe with Super Buddies. Thank you, Dale, and you're welcome. Real Insight goes tubular with TMNT. Blizz Geeks gets cinematic, and Warlords of Draenor gets a release date. BGM does LOZ. Legend of Zelda, for those who don't know. And over on the YouTube, Raul is digging Shovel Knight. I did the Ice Bucket Challenge, and over on the How It Stacks YouTube, so did JDM Budlong.
Hey, and we called out Gabe, but we'll see if he can get his internet up and
I'm gonna say he has
get on the internet. He has internet. We just see if he can get on it to get it uploaded.
On the latest episode of How It Stacks, you mentioned the fact that you're on Gabe's internet. I'm like, but how are there that many pigeons running? I don't understand.
They're hamsters, actually, that run the internet. They're running on wheels.
Can I give a little bit of a rant really quick about the Ice Bucket Challenge?
Sure.
Why is that such a huge thing that people are railing against? I don't understand. Like,
hipsters?
And that's exactly what they're coming off as. Is they're coming off as hipsters. I don't want to do it because everybody else is doing it. It is ridiculous the amount of hatred that this is getting for a good cause.
Well, the only thing I can say, and I actually started out with the same mentality. So I don't respond well to peer pressure at all. Like I sincerely, most of the time somebody says you really need to do this, I'm like, well, I'm definitely not doing that. Like, it's ingrained in me for whatever reason. So my initial response, honestly, was no. Like, I'm not going to do this. I was going to donate, but I wasn't going to do the ice bucket challenge originally. And then luckily, I actually looked into it, went to the ALSA, ALSA.org, saw their response, and was like, hey, and their official response as of the 19th or the 20th was, hey, last year in the same time period, we earned $1.2 million, and we've gotten like 30. So thank you. So that of in and of itself or on its own changed my mind on at least doing the challenge. I really hate JD for using two bags of ice in one 5-gallon bucket. But other than that,
I do want to call out the fact that people were like, well, I didn't see any ice in that. I also did it in Florida.
Yeah.
Okay. I took the ice out. I put like four freaking trays of ice into the end of the thing, and it was melted by the time I got it out the door.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be all right. It was still it's there to raise awareness. And they actually, even on that same post, they mentioned the money. And they said even at the very end, they said even if it's or more importantly than money, it's actually raising awareness, which is what we really want to do. Because they're trying to figure out what to do with this money because their budget is not this large. They have no idea what to do with it. So they're trying to redo some of their budgets because they got more in a month or a month and a half, whatever it is, than they usually was it like 30? It was 30 some odd times that amount in 1 month. So it's,
yeah,
they've completely got to redo, you know, some of their budgets and where they spend some of that money. So they're not saying don't send more money, but they're saying, you know, even if you're just spreading awareness, thank you, because it's what we're really looking for.
But okay, so all right, when you say peer pressure to me, I think, hey, smoke this, you'll be cool.
It's more of it's when somebody says you need to do this, like whether it's watch a show, listen to a song, or dump a bucket of ice over your head. It's not done in a, hey, will you do this with me? It's you need to do this, or, you know, calling some out in public. And that's honestly, that's what put me off at first. And then the only reason I did it was because I read up on it and realized it actually was doing good. And it wasn't just videos of people planking. They were actually getting donations.
I would not do it if it wasn't for a good cause. Like this is not, and that's something that instantly drew me. I've been following this thing for a while now, mainly because I saw one of my favorite celebrities dump a bucket of ice water over her head and the miracle of what happened afterwards. But so I've been kind of following it since then.
Did we lose CJ?
I think so. I was wondering if it was me.
Oh wait, he's moving again.
Hey, CJ, we can't hear you. We can see you wave. We cannot hear you.
Huh. Oh wait, there he is.
Oh wait, you're back. Hey, you're back.
That was weird.
Weird. All right, so your favorite celebrity, and then continue on from there.
And then the miracle that happened after she dumped a bucket of ice over her head. That's as far as I'm going into on that one. So I've been following along with that one ever since then. It's just like, I don't understand I still like the way you're saying it still doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't like it. Yeah. Well, it's not the subject matter. It's the way it's pushed on you. And then
that's the reason why I fought back against Firefly, by the way. I'm putting that out there.
No,
that,
I know.
That right there is exactly the reason why I didn't watch Firefly
understand.
Until I was bored at lunch one day.
I completely understand.
But I personally, and you know, it may just be me, that I will take charity to a different level than anything else, but that is just me.
Yeah. Okay. The another big issue is the way it's handled by 95% of people. They do the challenge, but don't talk at all about what it is. And that's, it's like, all right, I got challenged. I dumped ice and now I challenge these five people. There's no mention of why you're really doing it. I've seen people call it ALS instead of ALS. Like and that's actually somebody I know. I don't think he listens to the show. So whatever. If you do listen, Jason, don't ever do that ever again. But it's part of it was the public nature of calling somebody out and demanding they do it, or they have to spend even more money. And like me, I don't have a whole lot of money. So it was like, okay, either public shame for not donating any money to this really good cause, or dump a bucket of ice in my head because somebody told me to. And that bugs me to my core. But I got over it knowing, you know, some of the other stuff. But then seeing how people handle it was the other half of it, where people were just dumping it on their head and then calling out five people and not mentioning the real reason behind it, raising awareness for ALS, not even giving any reason for doing it other than I challenge you to do it. And that's really what bugged me.
That I can kind of understand, because that is avoiding the charity portion of it, which is the thing that I am that is a huge thing for me. But yeah, so that one I'll give you. A friend of the show, he's like, well, I'm not going to do it. And like, I'm just like, and then it got even worse, because like, well, I'm being called out, so I have to prove. There's like, no, nobody's actually ever asking you to prove anything. Even I called out five people in my video. One has done it. So yeah. I'm not following up with them and be like, yo, you have to donate $100 right now or the ALS mafia is going to come after you.
Yeah, it does feel that way on the receiving end for some people. Obviously, not everybody. You didn't feel that way, but it hit me that way initially. And because it wasn't, I knew about the reason behind the challenge on a very small level. But the person who challenged me didn't say anything about it. It was just a challenge. And I was like, well, thanks for tagging me on Facebook. Like, now if I don't do it, everyone who I know, who also knows you, will know I didn't do it. So thanks.
Well, I'm kind of one of those people that I am very quick to challenge accepted. But that's just my personality in general. But I think the main thing that really got me on this is I started watching the celebrity videos of it first. And they typically go.
They
through,
do a much better
PR
job
for them.
Yeah, they do a much better
PR
job
for them.
Yeah,
and so they go through. You know, this is for. They give the entire. They give both. You know, Lou Gehrig's disease and the. I don't remember what ALS stands for off the top of my head.
It's. But they go through. Okay, go ahead.
But they go through, you know, the entire thing and then go through the site. It's akin to how Scott Johnson did it on his. You know, going through the entire thing and then doing the act.
Right.
And I watched.
Well, I was gonna say, in first. Honestly, having done it. If you don't do it beforehand, there's no way you're going to do it afterwards. It's so flipping cold. If you actually use ice, there's no way. I could barely talk.
I do want to try and organize there's actually talk of doing a giant one at Dragon Con. And even though I've done it once before, I've been challenged once before, I kind of want to do it again.
Did anybody else see the, Zach Brown Band, what they did? Is anybody familiar with Zach Brown? I don't know the band.
It's a country band. I know
they challenged Dave Grohl, and I saw his, but I went back and looked at theirs because he said, yeah, they challenged me. So I went and looked at theirs. They have like seven band members sitting on folding chairs, and they filled up a flipping dump truck full of ice water and then opened the 6-inch valve and drove at like half a mile an hour past all of them and dumped and soaked them from the back, and then three front loaders full of ice water pulled in behind them and dumped it on top of them after that. It was really well done. Dave Grohl's, if you haven't seen it, is probably one of the better that I've seen creatively. Now, I still like Chris Pratt's way he handled it and the way his wife, I guess,
Chris
handled
Pratt's
it.
Chris Pratt's was fantastic.
But Dave Grohl's was great. It is a take on the movie Carrie when she gets dumped with blood on the stage and he's wearing a... it's more like a toga, but he's essentially wearing a dress with the satchel, the sash and the tiara and everything else, pretending like he's receiving an award and then gets dumped with ice water. It's pretty good. So
yeah. Some people get really creative with it. I mean, even like the guy who challenged me, my friend Bob. Hi, Bob. I know you're listening. He had his daughter sing "Let It Go" to him and then dump it all
nice.
On his head.
So, I don't want to steal JD's thunder, but his idea, if he had more time to prep it, he wanted to go get a whole bunch of toys or print off pictures of people that were quote-unquote cool. So he was going to get a picture of Arnold Schwarzenegger as Mr. Freeze and stick him in the water, and then a picture like a toy of Elsa and dunk her in the water. He's like, you know, I just want to make this as cool as possible and then dunk it over his head. And I thought it was a really cool idea. It just he didn't have the time to organize it.
All right, here's the thing, is officially I'm going to, because I'll do it myself, I'm going to challenge when Jared gets there, when Azevedo gets there, I'm going to challenge on the air right now because I know he's listening too. Todd, Jazz, Raul, and Rachel.
Has Todd not done it yet?
No, he has not.
No one's called him out? Oh, geez.
I'm calling him out on the air right now.
Nice.
At Dragon Con, Jazz, Raul, Todd, and Rachel. And I'll do it too, because I'm not
at Dragon Con. Okay. Yeah. So I should bring a change of clothes with me.
Yes. And because I'm not somebody who won't do it myself, I'll be there. I'll do it too. I will probably take along the lines of drinking a Smirnoff Ice as well, because you know, alcohol.
Because why not?
So are we just gonna use the buckets from the hotel?
Yeah, exactly.
The ice bucket hotel. Really? Sure. Why not?
It's free ice, so you know, you might as well.
Right. That's if this hipster place uses ice. They might be like, it's too bad for the environment.
We only use free range ice.
Free range ice. Yeah, we bring it in from the Alps, so it costs, you know, $300 a pound. You might want to be.
Then we'll go to Jazz's hotel, because that one sounds like a place that has a giant ice bucket and nothing else.
And an ice machine right down the corner.
Sure. Y'all come party at my hotel. That's fine.
Nice. ALSA.org, go donate if you haven't already. It's for a really good cause. If you don't know anything about it, just search for ALS and research it some, because it's a horrible thing.
It really is.
It's pretty horrendous. There's actually a really good video, which I will try to find and link in the show notes. So if you're interested in what ALS really is and what it's like to have ALS, there's a video of a guy who just got diagnosed recently, and it runs in his family. He did the challenge and then did a little 3 or 4 minute video on what it's like to live with ALS and live with someone who has ALS. So I'll try to link to that video. I'm going to look it up now. Yeah, so I'm going to be distracted.
I was only partially listening because I got tagged on Facebook.
Yeah,
but,
I just got something too.
I watched a ice bucket challenge from a guy actually suffering from it. And that was it was devastating. Like, I'm like, I want to give this guy money, not ALS in general, this guy, because he deserves it. He's going through such a hard time.
Is it the one that he started out in a bikini on a car?
I think so, yeah.
Because it's a really well done, I think it's a really well done video with some really good information in it. So I'll try to find it and post it in the show notes if I can find it. I think my wife sent it to me in an email, so.
I also watched this one of a guy challenging his state senator, but it was a military vet challenging his state senator, and it was his son, because he was in a chair. He was in a wheelchair and he had a stroke and everything like that. So his son took the ice bucket challenge and then wrote ice on a bunch of pieces of paper, shredded it up, and dumped a trash bucket over his dad's head. But it was challenging the state senator. The state senators did kind of a similar thing with the celebrities are doing, which is, I'm going to donate $10,000 and I'm going to still dump this bucket of ice over my face.
I like those responses personally.
Charlie Sheen broke the challenge though. Like, he really broke the challenge.
What did he do?
He didn't dump ice at all. He just took a bucket and he goes, all right, I'm going to do the ice bucket challenge now. And dumped, he goes, this is $10,000 freaking dollars. I'm challenging these five people to do the exact same thing that I just did. Like, quit breaking things, Tiger Blood.
Nope. I think we should.
Let's go ahead and wrap up.
Yeah, it's been, how long have we been on? 12, 13. Oh, wow. I mean, 2:13. We should get going. We've been Alpha Geek on Alpha Geek for over two hours. Yeah, let's wrap it up.
If you want to support the network, go to patreon.com/geek.io. We have a bunch of stuff set up there. We'll read your name, do a producer page, read a note if you pay us enough. If you pay a lot of money, we can get Budlong to curse on the air, which will be great. by the way, that is my goal, to have Budlong at least curse in my presence once. Even if it's not on air, I want him to curse at least once, and then that will make me a happy man.
I may just do it the first day.
That's fine.
It's out of the way, and we can just not have to worry about it.
Hi, CJ. How are you? Go fuck yourself, and I'll be happy.
that will be the first night there, right?
Yeah. Okay. That will make my Dragon Con.
All right. Well, I'll make that happen. It'll be fun.
You just go in, you hug him, get real close, and whisper it in his ear.
Yes.
Instead of Hail Hydra, it'll just be some like string of cuss words whispered in his ear.
Hail fuck yourself.
We'll see. I'll have to think of something good.
Also, you can go to our brand new project, the crowdsourced reality. I still have no idea what the hell I named it.
Crowdsourced reality TV show. Come on.
Yes.
We have no plot, no idea how we're going to do it.
But I want to make $100,000 for something stupid, so...
And it's better than potato salad.
It is better than potato salad, and I guarantee you, if we raise the money, I will make it happen one way or another. I know more than enough actors, and I know a bunch of people who do great video work, and I can edit the hell and back. We're good. It'll happen, I promise. I just want to see if it will. Without any proper without any proper marketing or anything like that.
That's what you think.
Where?
Okay, I won't market it. Anybody else is free to market it.
All right. Did we mention Patreon? I know Rachel's.
Yes, patreon.com/geek.io.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Then we can be heard on Stitcher Radio. Just search for Geek.io to help us out if you do, as well as iTunes. Just be sure to leave us an honest review, and we will gladly read it on the show.
The music turned out pretty good.
All right, and Raul, read the show title candidates for us, if you wouldn't mind.
Where are we at?
They're at the very top of the show notes.
Okay, the candidates?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. I've outgrown shoving the people in. Me, my wife, and buckets of rum. That's a good night. Bring your own bucket, shoes and booze, the fat rocket raccoon hanging with the Harley Quinn, butt long is all busty.
Oh, that's even better. That's even better. That's even better. I like it. I think we should change it.
I think he broke CJ Raw.
Keep going. It'll take him a minute to recover.
Freshly torn
scrote. Yeah.
Scrote. Tommy does Skinamax. CJ. Rum and webinars? Turn that crap off, man. Frame rate F-ups really hurts. Filling the third web developer and Hobnets.
Hobonet.
Hobonet. Yeah. I'm like thinking like Hobbit, so but Hobonet.
Hobbitnet? What?
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, we're going to have little hobbits walking around the convention with...
That was fun.
With own mesh network.
Oh, right.
Oh, that was great.
It'll be similar to the thing where they used to hand people hotspots, hobos hotspots, and pay them like $5 a day to just stand there and use the hotspot. And then,
yes.
Except we'll hand them Android phones and like, you stay roughly on this corner so we can spread the network. I'll bring you a sandwich at 12.
Yes.
Oh, man.
My God. I'm glad I just randomly said Raul. We'll read them.
That's great. That worked out well. I like
you're it. Great. You're a good sport, dude. Thank you.
No problem.
All right, guys. We'll see you next time-ish if we can get something live going on next week while all the craziness is happening at DragonCon. We will do so. If not, we'll be live again 2 weeks from now. Probably still recovering. Well, not probably. Definitely still recovering. And... other than that, guys, anything else before we head out of here?
I think that's it. I can't think of anything. Oh, thanks again to Chuck for coming on earlier.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Thank you, Chuck. I really appreciate it. This just in, I'm pretty sure Elder Scrolls Online is going to be free to play in the next 3 months. Sorry.
That's the only way I'm playing.
Well, they're coming out with a loyalty program for giving you more rewards the longer that you pay for it. Star Wars The Old Republic literally did the same exact thing a month before it went free to play.
Gotcha. Okay.
So yeah, that's other than that, guys, thank you for hanging out, Liza. I really appreciate you as always hanging out in the chat room with us and interacting 30 seconds after we say anything.
Thank you, Twitch chat. Delay. Yep. All right.
All right. Online karaoke time. Sounds great. See, have a good night, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
You have been listening to a part of the Geek.io Podcast Network.
Loud noises!
Visit us at geek-io.com for all of our great shows.
The pressure is building slowly, inexorably inside me. Oh, my.
Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it's bad for you. Go figure out how it works.
Geek.io. Copyright 2014.
I want to get out of here. I want to leave this place right now.
The music turned out pretty good.